legal weapon. That was the only endeavor. How legally he could occupy the bricks and stones of Gauri on the platform. He had no other ambition. How to push on? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, how to push on Guru Maharaj? He had no such mission. It was simply so, but real purpose was how to occupy, how to take the whole problem, business.
But none of the other God brothers have strong preaching spirit.
Yes. They also, when they saw that this man is legally taking everything, so we are sannyasi, we cannot go home, we must have some shelter. No spirit of pushing us.
Even by your example, they have not learned anything.
Mine, of course, I did not attempt in the beginning. Because I started my activities when I was 70 years old. So they thought this man is Kriyastha. He is embarrassed in family life, what he is doing. That was the simple. But I never neglected. Guru Maharaj told me, I was simply thinking how to do it, how to do it. I thought, let me become a rich businessman, the money will be there. That was my thought. But Guru Maharaj was asking me to give up. I give you money. That I could not understand. I was planning. My plan was not lost. But I was thinking the money required. So let me earn some money. Guru Maharaj said, you give up this money earning endeavor. You come completely. I will give you money. I can understand now. But my desire was there. Therefore, the guy said, in Bombay, after an installation of deity. So I was Grihastha. I helped them to collect some money. All my God brothers applauded and recommended to Guru Maharaj. That Abhay Babu is so influential, and why he lives outside the temple. He can become the temple commander and manage this Bombay temple. Why he is living outside? Guru Maharaj may ask me. So, I was from this Allahabad, I was going to Bombay. I had one small office there. So after hearing, he said, It is better that he is living with away from your mouth. And when time will rise, he will do everything. He hasn't got the advice. I could not understand why he said like that. That means you are so kind that he expected that I shall do something. That was my essence, his blessing. And I was thinking that this mission must be done very nicely. Although I was not capable to do anything, I was thinking. The desire was there, and maybe blessing was there. There was no question of quality.
Still, after 10 years, they go to your mouth, still has not learned.
They've
seen for you.
Those who are intelligent, they are. But this man was envious of the system because he advertised that he is the only favorite student, but spiritually he was empty. Materially he was capable, how to manage things. But spiritually he was zero. That Prabhupada also knew that I'm gone. He had no spiritual effect. Materially, as Guru Maharaj has organized. Therefore, he likes him, that this man is a smart manager.
We have devotees like that. We also have devotees who spiritually have trouble coming to the programs and even chanting, but still they like to give some service, so we engage them anyway.
Somewhere or other, if there is some service, it goes to the career. Sarvam api asya dharma. The police person may not know that I am imperceptibly advancing. Even giving guys this material service. But Krishna takes it. It's like Sutana. She gave service by allowing her breast to suck like this. Although her intention was to kill, but Krishna took it, her as mother. She has given me service. This rascal does not know that nobody can kill me. But on some plea or other, she has given her breast open to satisfy me, and I have done it. Therefore she is my mother. She must get the promotion like Mother Yashoda. This is Krishna. He is very anxious to deliver us. Say any little service done, he asks, all right, come on. Here. This is little service. Let him do something. So fine. He comes to personally. He speaks. The rascal is good. This. Tell him that to me. He'll be relieved from this. Janma Mukta Dev. Off drum. For the sun. obstinate. A form living in dirty place, eating stew. And if you try to deliver from this, you know, no, I'm living in dirty place. Why are you saying this? Why you are trying to wash my brain? This is very good life. This is awesome.
Sometimes we get Grihasthas to join us, but they are not strong enough to do Sankirtan. So then we can encourage them to do some business, like a normal Grihastha in the world, and give some money to
them.
And he can just
be engaged in your occupation.
Just give something. Actually, if some Grihasthas will do some business, it'll take a little pressure off the brahmacharis, and they can pass out more books. Now, because the overhead is high in certain temples, like New York, very high overhead, LA, very high. So, we're collecting so much money, we could be giving out more books if we had extra money from the Grihasthas business.
They are willing to ask.
I think if we encourage them, we can start some businesses. Just like Spiritual Sky was started, it is giving every month to Los Angeles $5,000.
So, they can do business. Why don't you start this toothpaste? It is very effective. I am using personally. Toothpaste is a very common thing.
Yes.
If you introduce, it is used by 10% person. Simply they should like it.
Is the taste is all right?
Yes, it can be.
Adjusted.
Yes.
In America, everything is based on the tongue.
Yes, everywhere. Taste can be very nice. Sweetness. There is salt. We can add honey also, naturally, salty and sweet, plus some ingredients like peppermint, winter green, camphor, you can make this. The ingredients are very nice. We can some ordinary medicament. Your skin disease ointment, some cup mixture. I have experience. Want to introduce this kind of business. Tidbit. Grihasthas can do something.
Grihasthas. I also want to start this record.
You cannot expect everyone to be Brahminical qualification. We are neither Brahmin nor we do not belong to any sect. But Krishna's satisfaction, we can do anything. That because we are doing some business, we are not Vaishnavas. Just like Nanda Maharaj was agriculture. So that does not mean he was a Vaishnava. But professionally, externally, he looked like that. Huh?
I see that in Los Angeles. Not everyone can follow every program. So I'm always telling them, to encourage them, that even something is better than nothing. Blind uncle is better than no uncle. So do whatever you can.
Yes, that's a great time. They must give some time so they need to do that. By earning money, that is hard, hard money.
मन की दर्शन में जाए देखो कैसे से बचता है कागज कलम लगकर हार मन में कागज कलम चार ऐसा ना मेरे दिल हो देखो मन जाने मन को मन में तो समय मन को बदले कलर वो भी सोचता है मन में भी सोचता ना काय है मन में सोचते बात नहीं जाए ऐसा ना मेरे दिल हो
So, our men are chanting.
They've just started.
He's also stressing and chanting this man, Pandyar. He's stressing that mind is restless, chant, the mind will be controlled.
Actually, by reading your books, millions of Americans are chanting.
Chanting.
Just by reading your books, it is chanting.
Yeah.
And in the mind, they are hearing the message of Krishna.
And there are some cartoons. One old lady requesting her husband, chant, chant, chant. And the husband is saying, can't, can't, can't. He did not see that.
Yes.
And another businessman, he is coming from business and sitting, Hare Krishna. These cartoons are there.
Now there is a new controversy in America, because during Christmas season, our book distributors dress themselves up as Santa Claus. You've seen Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Very fat, white beard. The Christians got very angry. They think that Santa Claus is Christian, but we are impersonating to take advantage. So we were arguing that this Santa Claus, he is not Christian or Jewish, he is the devotee of God. Originally, Santa Claus is a saint. Saint Nicholas. So we were arguing, how can you claim exclusive property of Christians? He is a servant of God. You are using this Santa Claus to sell liquor and sell cigarettes. If you watch the TV, you see that they have commercials, and Santa Claus is encouraging people buy liquor, buy cigarettes. So we are using Santa Claus, encouraging people to
read books.
Anyway, there was some controversy, and they had this one cartoon. I sent it outside the place where Lord Jesus was born, and the father of Jesus is seeing outside. There are three Hare Krishnas playing mridanga,
yes,
but dressed as Santa Claus, and he is saying, "Would you believe Hare Krishna?" That actually was very good for us, that cartoon. They are putting us with Jesus. For them to do that is very good for us. somehow whatever we do now, they find some fault, and then they write about it in the newspaper. And millions of people read about it.
Hare Krishna. Anyway, if something is done in this connection, it becomes an answer.
Now this governor of California, he invited us to assist him for helping the conditions in these mental retarded hospitals. So that is like mundane charity in one sense. So is it all right for our men to take some time? Because at the end result will be that we will become appreciated.
Yes. Wherever we get opportunity to chant, sorry.
Yes. We can teach them to chant.
Yes. This is our message.
But of course the main thing is that the governor, he is not inviting us so much to give religion. He wants...
But this is our method to cure.
Yes.
It is not religion. You have invited, so this is our method of here. Chanting, and that's the fact. Go there, prepare prasadam, offer to the deity, ask them to chant and receive. Who will object to this? There cannot be any objection.
No, except that there is this controversy that if you chant, you are limiting your brain. Washing, brainwashing.
That is our treatment. If you want our treatment, this is our treatment.
Now, I have been thinking for some time. I've discussed this idea with Yadavara. Because you wrote in your letter to Tamal Krishna that we should use movies also to convince them. So I had this idea to have a movie photographing India, different places.
And a movie there chanting, dancing.
I was thinking to show that chanting Hare Krishna is very old.
Yes.
There are temples all over India, and a movie about Vaishnavism. Not so much just Hare Krishna, but Vaishnavism in general. Now, in the colleges in America, they're always eager to have movies about Hinduism, Mohammedism, Buddhism, for showing to their students. But whenever they have a movie about Hinduism, it is all bogus. Many gods, many demigod worship, nature worship. And the people who make these movies for college classes have no conception. So I was thinking if we make a scholarly movie about Vaishnavism,
yes, you can do.
Which will convince people that chanting Hare Krishna is very accepted in India.
You take this. I'll give you a hint. You can develop it. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. The beginning is hearing about Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, big sabha. You will find many Vaishnava temples. They are reciting Srimad Bhagavatam and hundreds and thousands are hearing.
So the nine devotional processes
process and how by each process one becomes perfect. It's like Parikshit Maharaj simply hearing. And Sukadev Goswami simply chanting, reciting Bhagavad. So both of them got service. Lakshmi is simply Pada Sevana, giving massage to the lotus feet of the Lord. Arjuna simply made friendship with Krishna. Hanuman simply worked as a hard servant. He doesn't know what he Lord Ramchandra wants to do. Jump upon. He does not know any philosophy. He has got bodily strength. So whatever Ramchandra says, he was asked to bring that medicine Lakshman, he did not know where to find it. Take this whole pumpkin. There is no one. He was not interested. Fight. We have to fight this Raman. Then block his whole city by throwing stones and trees and that, everything there. Blocked. They could not move. So, in one side, he is born of animal life. He had no higher intelligence. But he is staunch desire, the life of Sarvabhauma. By that. Only this desire made him perfect. Dasyam. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Smaranam. Prahlad Maharaj, 5 years old boy. How he could protest against such a powerful demon father? He was simply thinking of all that. My father is punishing Satyam. Simply a thing. Smaranam.
One thing they will like to see in this movie is many different temples, beautiful temples from South India, and also Vaishnav festivals, yes, like Rath Yatra and Jagannath Puri.
And these stories also, the how by executing one of the items, a devotee becomes perfect.
And show how they're doing those, yes, items in different sampradayas.
This will show, this movie will show that Vaishnavism is very authorized. Chanting Hare Krishna is widespread. Because that man, they're criticizing.
This Sramanam Kirtanam Vishnu, this slope was cited just little after the creation. That means millions and millions of years ago. Not recently. Many millions and billions of years. It is the oldest. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padre. Whichever item you take, it is very, very, just like this Parikrit Maharaj. That is at least 5,000 years. So where is the history of the human society in the ocean country? They cannot give history more than 3,000.
They think it is simply cavemen.
Yes.
Prehistoric. They call it prehistory. Living in caves. Monkey men. Also, I was thinking, in the movie, they can take the testimonial of different scholars and professors in India about your books and about chanting as a process for awakening the mind. Because they are accusing us that by chanting, you are killing your brain. So if we take the
test... That it is acting the spell on brain. We are teaching or giving them profit that you cannot understand. But our mantra is so strong that it is acting on the brain. So why don't you take this side? That is, we are simply chanting and it is acting on the brain, even from your side, that it is so strong that we are giving up everything for this person.
Yes.
So how much this chanting is strong, why don't you see to that?
We can even take testimony from some scientist,
yes,
about chanting.
Why it is happening? Why you have given everything? Our father and mother, our home, our comfort, our ideas, stereotypes, our religion, culture, everything we have given. So don't you see the power of chanting? You may think it is bad, but see the power. Similarly, this diseased person, if they chant, it has got power to bring him the normal condition. The power is there, it is already proved. You say it is brainwashed, but the power is there. Reaction is there. That's a fact. You are admitted. Now, whether this reaction is good or bad, that you cannot judge, because you are biased. But impartially, if you judge, you see how the power is, that you are drunkard, you are woman hunter, you are meat eater, you have given. You cannot give up even smoking cigarettes. It's that this is the power. Ketha Dharpanama. Why don't you take this side? The power is there. The electric power is there. Either you use it for heater or for cooler, that is your name. But the power is there. Without this power, you cannot run on either heater or cooler. Give them this blessing. You have to admit, you are admitting that your Hare Krishna mantra was there. That the power is there, you have admitted.
Yeah, they admit this power.
That is.
But we have to show them that it's good.
And you do not know what is good. It is good. We have given up this bad habit, sinful life. Is it not? But you have no idea that these are good. You have idea, but out of your definite malice, you cannot appreciate. You are spending millions of dollars for giving up this LSD, and our power is so strong, as soon as one comes, you can. But you are so rascal if you do not appreciate. That means you are rascal. Our power is there, our reaction is there for good. That's a fact. But you cannot understand, you are so rascal, you are so fallen down. The same like the hawk. He does not know what is how nice he is halwa. You give him halwa, he will not take it, he will take food. That is his misfortune. They cannot say the halwa is bad. But he cannot appreciate because he is hawk. He'll prefer to eat stool. We are giving up this nonsense, nasty thing. You cannot appreciate. We are giving up meat eating, it is brainwashed. You are so low, hog-like. Tell them that. As the hog cannot appreciate, what is halwa, nice halwa. Similarly, you cannot appreciate. Your brain has to be washed. Please come with us, we shall watch it. Is it not?
Yes.
Yes. So you require first to your brain to be washed. Then you'll understand the value. So let us treat you. Come here. You are a good candidate.
So far the movies that Yadavar has made, the colleges will not use them in their religion classes so much because they seem to be just religious propaganda for Hare Krishna movement. So if this movie is made in a more scholarly way, the field is very good. They will use it in every college class, all over the country. And also,
this movie,
the one I'm thinking of having Yadavar make, shooting in India, professors and scientists, testimony, plus Vaishnav festivals and Vaishnav temples.
Tirupati, how they're standing for hours together.
Yes, like that. And also, if the movie is made very well, then we can make an excerpt.
How they're contributing their hard-earned money, how it is, they're collecting money,
They'll interview very wealthy people also. That's a good idea.
They are not all wealthy. Wealthy is giving more, and poor men also.
But if in America they see that a wealthy man is also worshipping Krishna, then they'll have respect for it.
Yes.
If they think just poor people,
they'll
not respect it as much.
The temples are maintained by wealthy people.
So I think this
all
movie...
All the big kings. So you saw how kings cut up. They constructed the temple. The temple construction is costly affair. How Maharaj Mahan Singh constructed the Vrindavan so costly temple. That is everywhere.
this movie is made properly, I think we can even get it on television in America.
Yes, I'm saying done properly.
Our movies so far cannot be on television because they're too much Hare Krishna propaganda. But if this is done in a way, they will not know that it is the Hare Krishna propaganda, but it will be there anyway. It'll be like a very scholarly, academic movie. And then they'll show it on television. They're eager because it's such a controversy about chanting and meditation, whether it is brainwashing or not. So if we make this movie, they'll put it on nationwide television.
And what you can do, you can show some temples, or you can show some meeting of Bhagavad society. That's true.
Yes. And also festivals like Rath Yatra. Millions of people coming. Big public festivals. I was thinking that Bhargava and Yadubara can travel together in India, because Bhargava has been to many places. And they'll also appreciate beautiful photography showing the beauty of India. And they'll appreciate that also. And beautiful temples.
Artistic.
Yes, it'll show the higher religious culture of India. That will impress many people in America. They think of India so backwards, but they'll see that they have these beautiful temples.
That is due to British propaganda. British propaganda was that they were staying in India to make Indian civilized.
Their big propaganda is that India is so poor and they are so stupid, they are giving all their money to the temple. So they are remaining poor. So what is the use of this religion? That was the propaganda, that religion is the opiate of the people.
Yes, therefore the Indian rascals, they are using this income of Balaji for industry. There is poor people on account of their innocence, they are blindly communist movement is against us because we are constructing costly temples, crores and rupees. This could have been utilized in industry. That is their protest. Temple construction was practically stopped in India. Rav again revived. Nobody was interested in construction planning. Within at least 100 years, 50 years.
Only the Beelers. Only the Beelers.
Only the Beelers, yes.
In America, if we collect money saying we are sending it to India, if we tell them we are sending it to build a temple in India, they will not give one penny. They think India has too many temples. They need money for food, for technology.
So we can take money for food. That is also our program.
Well, I'm going to try to develop this record business. I think we can make $1 million a year profit.
And send it for
food.
Our hobby. And we invite, come here, take prasad.
Oh, the farm community. Oh. Not just food relief, but also developing these farm products. Yeah. Oh,
now, my project is that we sell actually give them food, shelter,
little cottages,
and cloth, whatever primary necessity, and simple living, and let them chant.
They chant and also work the fields.
In the beginning, if they are not watching, they will watch. We shall supply food, everything. And that is well beginning. And Hyderabad, they are coming daily, 200 people. And I kept with them 50,000 rupees, but as soon as I came, they are stopped. This is our house is done. I do not know what is the reason. He said, there is no money. I just gave them 50,000 rupees. He's not good manager at all. There's no clue.
Very good at kirtan.
That he is sincere devotee. But as soon as he gives something to manage, you know, for that. I told him that I shall pay you to continue the prasad distribution and keep some program. You are coming, I put you on there, and now he is finished.
200 people are coming every day?
Every day. And any little simple prasad, little khichdi or satsang, you know, then he lets you.
So they have to have regular source of income?
Yes. For so long there is no income, I shall supply food or money.
This year I think I can spend some time developing this record. I'm sure we can make money.
Yes, make money.
With very little manpower.
Send grants. Put grants. And we shall utilize it in all our temples and farm projects in the beginning. Then they naturally they will produce. As soon as they become little interested in our scheme, they will decide.
And this will also be a good angle for getting the record tax exempt. The books are already tax exempt, but not the record. So if the money from the record is going to be used for feeding people, automatically they'll give us tax exemption.
Actually, India is poor. When we give food, how religiously they eat? They cannot eat. They have no resources to eat nicely at home. Just a half fed. At least half fed in the village. They are not fully fed. They have no sufficient clothing, no food. The rascal politician realizing heavy tax, and that is divided among them. It is not going to the poor. They are imitating Western way of life. They have got huge expenditure. Whatever money is coming, they are spending for their luxury. And poor men. The Gandhist movement boycott British goods. But they took it, boycott British goods and take our goods. To the consumer of goods. Gandhi helped to stop the British capitalists in favor of the Indian capitalists. So the consumer remained in the same position, rather
worse.
The foreigners, they are thinking that these people are poor, they cannot pay more money. And these rascals, the Indian capitalists, in the name of nationalism, Billas and others, they exploit. And they give contribution to Gandhi. Gandhi stopped. John Lennon stopped. And they took the opportunity that I shall pay this rascal 1 lakh and I shall utilize this 10 lakh. So the object of exploitation remained the same. Rather, by artificial inflation, or money market, put common man in flight, because the other day I was calculating, the things have gone high price 30 times, but the income has not increased 30 times. The other day I was calculating, my father's income was at most 300 rupees. So, we had no scarcity. In our standard of life, there is no scarcity. What standard of life? That standard of life is still. Yeah, 300 rupees, he calculated.
Price of gold.
Huh?
We work out the price of gold.
Yes, yeah, gold standard. Gold standard at that time, gold was selling. My mother was purchasing gold for ornaments at 10 to 20 rupees per tola. Now the gold in India is 600 rupees.
30 times?
30 times.
So that 300 rupees is like 9,000.
Then who has got 9,000 rupees income?
Per month?
That 300 rupees is equal to 9,000 rupees. Now, a middle class man who has got 9,000 rupees? Maybe 1,000, 2,000. The same he is selling. Not less than 25 or 30 times. Take anything. Rice, dal, wheat, 2 annas per year. Now, they charge 2 rupees, 3 rupees per kilo. So from 2 annas to 2 rupees, 16 times
more. America also?
No, 16 times. 32 times.
32 times. Same increase, 30 times.
You take average, 30 times. More. Cloth, you could purchase very nice cloth, 1 rupee 6 annas. Now that is 30 rupees. So in this way, proportionately average 30 times, everything. So who has increased 30 times? So I am speaking when you are, say, 8 years, 7 years, 8 years old. Or up to 10 years. So, I am now 81. 70 years ago, and now, the difference is 30 times. We are purchasing milk 2 annas per share. And now, it is 3 rupees per kilo. That is also, you do not know whether it is milk or some white water.
In most cases, it is white water.
And we are purchasing real milk. Okay. And it's full of that. Right.
So they may say, this philosophy, that philosophy, communism, capitalism, Russia, America, the business of exploiting the masses is the same. Different names, different dress, but the main business is going on.
Express. Nobody is thinking how everyone is happy. That we are thinking, because we are devotees. Otherwise, what is the use of my going to America? So, America is not in need of me, but I think there is need of me. So they are thinking this man has come to wash our brain. And I think that yes, he has been to be washed. If he said this, then he had it. Hmm?
Srila Prabhupada, could I ask one more question about the record? Suppose we make this process. Someone may inquire, isn't it better to use the money to distribute more books rather than giving it to the food program?
The department has already sufficient income.
I would personally like to use it for the food program.
Yes. Book we are getting.
So that's the answer.
We are not taking any profit. Neither the seller, neither the author is taking any profit. So there is enough money. We haven't got to pay either to the seller or to the writer. Then why not spend the whole income? No profit. We save income tax. And whatever little excess is there, for promotion, advertise, or pay some grievances, some pocket expenses, this will make it neat. No problem. By our arrangement, there is no question of profit. But even there is profit, this is pay the grievances. Some expenditure, family members. In this way, make all as no problem. I was doing from the very beginning, the back to God. Then I began to sell books. I was writing, I was selling, I was collecting, I was spending, going to the place, and everything. Posting, in due time, I was publishing fortnightly. If I don't post in due time, they will not give me the consultation rate. Still I'm doing it. I think this book department, by grace of Krishna, is all right. We don't require to invest. But whatever income you get from the record business, spend it for giving prasadam. So we have got so many centers, very few.
That's very good. That way a whole new department.
That's why I started my opposite prasadam. And it is coming to success. People are, politicians are appreciating that here is Hindu-Muslim unity.
All the devotees will appreciate this, then. But the record now, the money is going to be used for food relief.
Yes. And we can increase. We can increase in the farm, in the village. Come on, any number, I shall say. Come here, chant Hare Krishna and Chakti. And we shall increase the quality of the prasad also. They will be very much pleased to come and chant. That I want. I interest in these restaurants and they say, stop. Why stop at the mercy? Why think I'm a sinner? What can I do? You can go for some time, see what is the reason they have stopped. A GVC, a deputy, and go and see. So, he is an elderly person who is suffering. And if there is something, and you are elderly, you are younger, brothers, and adjust, but that he has no power to do it. Misunderstanding there will be after a material body. Go and see why it is there.
Thank you.
I think like that. In all our temples, the prasadam students should be so random that within 10 miles nobody should remain hungry. There are many persons in India who are half getting hungry. So if you distribute prasadam, come on here. You are hungry, take it. If I cannot supply you daily, I can supply at least 2 days, 3 days, indeed. But they are coming. You have seen Mahaprabhu Krishna, a big prasadam distribution hall.
Yes.
Regular 2,000 people. And Hindu Muslims, they are sitting down here. No gathering.
It's not. Is there any reason why we are just distribute on a Saturday and Sunday?
And if we can distribute every day.
They will come every day.
Yes. This is sampler. Otherwise, like once, let them get every day.
If they get this record thing successful, and they get regular amounts,
it will be successful.
Then they could increase that.
It will be
successful. Oh, this is amazing.
I think we can make $1 million a year after it has been developed.
And that's it. Blame. From Canada, what's it?
I've studied that more Americans buy records than books. They spend more money buying records than buying books.
That is nothing.
So commercially, it's some good potential.
But do not neglect books, sir.
No.
That is not true. This is our first book.
But in the Bhakti Guided magazine, one question has come up. Now that England is printing their own, India is printing their own. So this magazine that we print in America, 90%, 95% is sold in America.
But that is English, and yes. In India, vernacular. So there's no question of company.
Right. So the question is that in magazines in America, these readers like very much to have a feeling of who the author is, who the different writers are, the editors. Now, we are using our spiritual names on the list of writers and editors and so on. So they've asked me to inquire whether in parentheses they can also have their legal name.
I know.
That way, because they cannot pronounce these names, Gopi Pardana Dana.
Huh?
Then it seems like a foreign thing.
Oh, yes.
So should we have both names?
Yes.
Use both names.
Yes.
I think this will help the readers relate more. Thank you.
Why should I wash my mouth?
Yeah, that's the only place.